I'm a mechanical engineer with a lot of hands-on experience. I'm organized, I'm fun, and I'm an expert problem solver.
I want to be on your show, so pick me, Discovery, for top engineer.
And they did. Amy Elliott, a graduate student in mechanical engineering at Virginia Tech, is one of two women selected from thousands of applicants around the country. The Discovery Channel's new reality TV show combines the drama of competition with the world of science, technology, and engineering.
We went through 8 really tough engineering challenges, just one after the other. So it was kind of like the engineering Olympics. And so we can all really flex our engineering muscles now and say, hey, you know, I have the confidence to tackle even more projects and even go further with our skills.
Unlike other reality shows, the losers of each week's Big Brain competition are not sent home. Mark Fuller is an executive producer of the show.
I mean, in life, you get to quit. I mean, really? You get to just walk off, say, I'm out of here, family, your job? I don't think so. You have to come back the next day, pull up your socks, go back in, and swing again.
Amy Elliott is originally from Tennessee. When she was in high school, she did an internship with NASA. She says that's what got her interested in engineering. Her PhD thesis is on a specific aspect of 3D printing, leading-edge technology for sure. But what about the added pressure of cameras rolling all the time and the relentless deadlines familiar to viewers of reality TV competition programs?
I think in certain situations, it's good to have a sense of urgency because, honestly, some decisions don't really need a whole lot of thinking. You just need a decision so that you can move on because you learn so much more further down the road, right? So after you make the decision is when you start learning.
That learning out loud, on deadline, and with grace under pressure is what executive producer Mark Fuller is looking for.
You know, that's the real world. That's human interaction and dynamics and leadership and getting the most out of your team. And I'm telling you, at the end of the series, I would hire any one of these contestants here.
And he will. The winner of the Big Brain Theory competition gets not only a $50,000 prize, but a 1-year contract to work at WET, where Fuller is CEO. WET is the industry leader behind some of the world's most innovative water-based design environments, including the 9-acre choreographed lake at the Bellagio Hotel in Las Vegas.
It was like the longest job interview ever.
The series will run for 8 weeks. Aspiring engineers and viewers alike are urged to heed the words of the show's host, Cal Penn.
This program features ingenuity that could be dangerous. Do not attempt this at home. 10 of the brightest minds in the country are about to go head-to-head.
I'm a spacecraft engineer.
I'm a graduate student of mechanical engineering.
I'm Robbie Harris.